There's a balance of being able to enjoy life, but still be able to manage your finances. And for every situation, you have to get to the heart of the matter, as I shared earlier. So let's say, for instance, a husband and wife. Okay, does the husband like his job, love his job? How much does he get paid? Does the wife love her job, like her job? How much does she get paid? And then depending on the situation, sometimes for some families, I've noticed that they wish that one of the parents stayed home. And in other situations, the stay-at-home parent wants to go back to the workforce. So you have to really ask the right questions to be able to really facilitate what's the best approach to helping that particular family.
Mm-hmm. And the third scenario I wanted to talk about is someone who is worked their whole life, they're close to retirement age, if not in retirement age. They don't really have the resources to live the way they want to live. Very little is coming from Social Security these days. What can a person do? They're still young and vital enough to work or to create a plan, though it might be late in life by some people's perspectives. How would you advise someone who feels like it may be too late?
That's a great question as well. Now, for individuals like that, and especially you spoke about, you know, Social Security, unfortunately, that fund at some point will be exhausted. Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint of someone at a particular age, and these are individuals that would be deemed the baby boomers, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of the wealth in America has been obtained on their backs, right? And a lot of people don't realize it, but the greatest shift probably ever in American wealth has started, right? Because the first baby boomer turned 65 a couple of years ago. And, you know, about every 7 seconds, someone within the baby boom generation is turning 65. Now, someone who's in the vicinity of, you know, being born between 1946 and 1964, they obviously want to have the dignity to still work and do something that they want to do. They may not want to work at a fast food chain cleaning the floors. And I don't know if you noticed, but in a lot of fast food chains, individuals that are 60 or above, those are the ones who are getting those jobs. Mm-hmm. I would sit down with that individual and go through the dreaming technique, helping them dream again. Although you're 55, 50, 60, 65, you can still dream. As long as you're alive, you have opportunity and chance. So I would find out what they want to do. And I've learned that a lot of people somewhere inside of them just want to help. Just want to help people, want to feel like they're appreciated. Mm-hmm. So a lot of individuals, and I've already started working with individuals within that demographic, they're in a prime position to help their own. In terms of helping individuals who are in the baby boomer category, help them retire with dignity. So there's actually different methods and different ways where you can position them to, one, find out what they want to do. But especially if they want to help out their own or that demographic, from a financial standpoint, it can be financially lucrative for them to even get into this industry. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that a baby boomer sitting down with another baby boomer, they'll feel more comfortable because of the fact that the other person understands them. Mm-hmm. So I've even, you know, helped situate them where they've gotten credentialed in this industry and have flourished because of the fact that they can empathize with each other. So now they live a lifestyle with dignity because of the fact that you're not sweeping anyone's floor. You're not mopping anyone's floor. One, because obviously from a health standpoint, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, you've already worked hard your entire life. Now let's leverage your mind. Let's leverage how you care about other people as opposed to give you a labor intensive job.
That makes a lot of sense. So that really does bring us to the point of reconsidering our lives based on our best potentials. And you're helping people to, as you say, leverage those best potentials into what they're doing in the world and what their decisions and what their choices may be.
Yes.
So that gives us a good understanding of where you start with people. And you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, working with Tony Bates, and we are inviting you to become a member of WBAI and make a contribution of support to this great radio station. We are a Pacifica station, listener-supported, non-commercial. We don't invite those kind of companies that are out there to exploit you, either as pharmaceutical companies or petrochemical companies, or trying to sell you many, many, many ways in which you could engage your life. We're asking you to take up the responsibility of engaging your life. We're asking you to invest in yourself. It's only a $100 pledge of support when you call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We've gotten a number of calls, but we need to double these calls in the next 15 minutes so that we can keep up with the pace of our goal. We're looking to raise $3,000 every hour. And in order to do that, we are reaching out to you because we understand that you are listening to this radio station. Maybe you are new to the station, but many have been listening for years and months and decades even. And WBAI Pacifica Radio has been here to serve New York City, to serve the various communities within New York City, to make a challenge to the status quo, to challenge the medical industry, to challenge the companies that would destroy our environment, to really educate on what action needs to be done to transform our world. So it's important to know what's happening around the corner. It's important to know what's happening on the other side of the globe, whether you listen to arts programs or news programs, maybe Wake Up Call, rather the morning show, or one of these other programs such as Democracy Now!, the talk back flow of series of programs in the morning. We have health and consciousness from noon till 2. So there are so many beautiful programmings here. But we need for you to show your support for WBAI. And this is a particularly powerful premium because you are able to transform your own approach, to wealth and wellness, because financial health impacts everything. It impacts everything from being able to buy the quality food for yourself and your family, be able to move about the world, to be able to travel, and to be able to really look at and invest and make a difference by contributing to those causes that are meaningful to you. The number is 212-209-2950. This 1 hour financial checkup will allow you to you'll be able to get help to analyze your financial situation, recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, make your money work for you rather than you working for the money and not knowing where it's going. You can decrease your tax burden, create college funds, a legacy, plan for your retirement. This is a way of taking control and taking the power back in your life. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. In addition to this financial checkup, you also receive a copy of the DVD, The Secret, a very powerful DVD that will help you to work from inside, to transform your ideas, to transform old attitudes that are limiting you, that are preventing you from finding the real path to the future that we want. I know, man, I've been around knocking around the world for a while now, and it's taken me, I haven't realized till later in life how powerful our ideas and our thoughts and our emotions are to our outcomes. So this pairs the basic knowledge of finance, the advice to transform your finance, with a transformative DVD that's more of a seminar on how to change your attitude so that you can be in alignment with the law of attraction. It's a $100 pledge when you call 212-209-2950.
And indeed, that money goes to support WBAI, your local Pacifica station, folks. Understand that we do this not because we want to, not because we want to be on the air asking you for money, but because we understand the necessity of keeping the corporate dogs at bay. We understand that without your support, we are beholden to some interests that we absolutely do not agree with. But you, our audience, we find more than common ground with. And so we ask you to support those ideas that you believe in on this station. And this is one of them because it's an investment in you as well as us. And to get it, a one-hour financial checkup, sitting down with a professional, going over your finances, understanding what you've been doing wrong, how to fix that, how to take simple, practical steps. In the first hour, we talked with Loriana about if a person had simply saved $5 a day, and mind you, like the cup of coffee we just heard a moment ago, a cup of coffee a day, stopping that, putting it into an account for yourself, that person by the age of 65, if they started right out of college, would be a paper millionaire now. That's the opportunity, folks. Simple, easy things, not rocket science, things that you can put into action in your life and integrate now. Do that. Make that call of support. Let's get 10 people on. We're going to go back and listen to Loriana talking about the secret itself, because that in itself is a powerful component of this package. But we need you first to get on those phones and make those calls of support to make WBAI thrive in the way that we're encouraging you to thrive. 212-209-2950.
That's right. And remember, we're asking you to take this step now to really make the commitment to yourself. If you have had some of these issues, and so many of us have, if you are burdened by finances, if you have dreams that you've neglected because you don't have the resources to make those dreams come to a reality, then this is the premium that will forward. 212-209-2950. Just a pledge of $100 and you'll receive the 1 hour personal financial checkup. It's really a consultation. It's a review of where you are in this moment in time, and you actually sit there and you create a plan for the future, an action plan, and then you just follow the steps, and before you know it, your life will be under control, your resources will have grown, and you're going to begin to do the things and live your life as you choose, not based on some guy, the man that you're working with, not based on a job that you are miserable in.
And not based on your debt.
Exactly, which is huge. 212-209-2950 is your number to call.
And you talk about a plan, Kathy. Where does anyone go without a plan? In circles. It's the kind of things that we teach our children. You must have direction. Write it down. Your goals. Work on it. It's the same basic principle. But we haven't done that, all of us, with our finances. And that is key. That is key to changing your financial situation. 212-209-2950. Give us a call, folks. Make that pledge of support. We're going to get back to a clip in just a minute. But before we do, we need every phone line here to light up. Give us that call. Pledge that support. $100 gets you a 1 hour financial checkup with a professional finance consultant. Think about that. And a copy of the extended version of The Secret. 212-209-2950,
212-209-2950. And remember, you can honor that pledge with your cards, debit or credit card. All of them will be accepted by the call center. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. You can honor your pledge in installments. But really, it's only a $100 pledge. And this is a way of really carving out for yourself that self-care, that self-nurturing, that investment in the future, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones. It allows you to be empowered within your life, to be able to make change in ways that you want to make change and get out from underneath the yoke of this debt and of the bosses and of this, you know, just trying to make ends meet. That is no way to live. A human being is a sacred being, and we are deserved to be on this planet to thrive and to prosper.
Rather than be debt slaves.
And it's in time for you to say, I am ready to prosper. I am ready to do for myself what I need to do to change my life. Because it's the steps that we take that's going to make a difference. And procrastination, we've all done it enough. Here is your opportunity to take that step. 212-209-2950. Do you want to go to a little bit of the interview? And we're talking with Loriana about the DVD, The Secret, and the power it had in his own life. So we're going to go to that, and then we'll be right back. To WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, sitting down with Loriana Mensa, and we have been talking about financial intelligence and really how to have a healthy life with regard to your resources. And I want to welcome you back, Loriana. Thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me here.
And one of the things that I've noticed that is really very, very useful and very cool is that you work with people on a fundamental level of how they can transform their inner feelings and their inner thoughts about who they are, what they're capable of, and how to have a relationship, a healthy relationship with finances and abundance.
Yes.
And you use different kinds of tools to help people. And one of the tools that you use, we're going to talk about today, and it's actually something that's been around for a while. It's mm-hmm. a DVD called, and a book, I believe,
yes.
called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very popular, but I'm not sure that people really integrated how to use this information. And that's what I'm hoping that you can help us with today, to really go into what's being taught and how to use it. So how would you start off with someone teaching them how to use this as a transformative tool?
You know, I've learned that the best way to teach something is by being an example. And for certain items, even when it comes down to words, some people say, you know, I can't, or I'm going to try. Those are self-defeating words. So I'm big on being mindful of even what I share or what I say, from a body language, from a tonality, from a even the words that come out my mouth. Everything is important. So when it comes to the book or the DVD or the movement, the Secret movement, the reason why it's important for me is because it has literally transformed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Before I knew what The Secret was, I was living a life where I used the Secret's principles, which is the law of attraction. And I just didn't know I was doing it. You know, I leveraged other books and, you know, just a combination of different things that I've read and different people I've surrounded myself with. I was able to leverage the law of attraction. Now, after reading the book and watching the DVD, I was able to really turn it from a huge light or a bright light to a focused laser and be able to really focus on exactly what the principles say. You know, from a dynamic of, you know, we all work from a level of infinite power. Right. We are one with the universe if we choose to be. Everything is a choice. We have to decide to be successful. We have to decide to be satisfied. We have to decide to be happy. And even in the word decide, when you break it down, C-I-D-E, side, is usually in words that deal with death.
Mm.
Right. Suicide, homicide, pesticide. Right. It's in words that deal with death. So in the word decide, it means to kill off the alternative. So if you decide to be happy, you have to kill off the alternative of being sad. If you decide to be wealthy, you have to kill off the alternative of being poor. Now, wealth is not just in money. It's in your mindset, is in your spirituality, is in your physicality. Wealth is just living a life of abundance. So from the standpoint of The Secret or law of attraction, it starts by saying, okay, understanding, coming back to the power of thoughts are things. So if I believe that I deserve something, it will come to me. But it's not saying that, okay, you believe that you deserve $1 million, so $1 million comes to you, right? It's what it's basically saying is you have to believe and then go do. Because mm-hmm. in order to show faith or show belief, belief is in the action. Belief is in the doing. If you want to live a life of satisfaction, even in satisfaction, it's the word action. So in order to be satisfied, you have to take action in your life to be satisfied. Too many individuals sit back and hope for the best. So in the word satisfaction is the word action. Mm-hmm. And knowing that in order to live a life of satisfaction, in order to live a life of abundance, you have to take action. You have to do. You believe something, and in showing your belief, in order for something to come to reality is when belief and action come together. That's faith. So the foundation of the law of attraction, the foundation of The Secret, is in practicing faith.
Hmm.
And that's really what helps me or helped me, continuously helps me. And when I sit down with anyone, regardless of what we're talking about, if we're talking about finances, if we're talking about life, if we're talking about love, relationships, everything comes down to your belief factor. Too many people blame their outer world. Too many people blame their situation on outside circumstances. You see, it's not about being a thermometer. It's about being a thermostat.
Hmm.
You see, a thermometer, when you put a thermometer in your mouth, if your body temperature is 90 degrees, then a thermometer will say 90 degrees. Too many people have thermometers. They let their outside environment affect their temperature, mm-hmm. their life temperature. But when you understand the power of being a thermostat, you see a thermostat changes the environment, changes the temperature in the environment. So we have to learn how to be thermostats. And then using those principles within the book, The Secret, or viewing it and listening to it on the DVD, you learn how to become a thermostat. And I love being able to walk into a room and changing the energy, making it positive. Just because I walk into a room and it can be all negativity, it doesn't matter, because as long as I'm the thermostat, I change the temperature.
So that's a very powerful concept for people to get their heads around, that they actually have this power.
Yes.
So how would you recommend people start with this process? And I know that, we're going to be playing little bits from The Secret, yes. the DVD for people to hear from. What would you recommend? What segments would you recommend that we could play? And what would your accompanying message be about that segment?
I love the message in its totality. I mean, it's the dynamic that the secret is the law of attraction. Every aspect of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So people really just need to watch the whole film.
Yes. And I would even take it beyond it and not say watch it, but experience it.
Well, explain that.
When you go watch a movie, right? Individuals go watch a movie and then leave and say, man, that was a great movie. Because to them, it was a great movie. The Secret is not a movie. It's an experience. It should be part of you, right? So it's a difference between hearing and listening. When you hear a message, you hear because you have ears. So if you watch the video and you hear the audio of what they're saying, then you're just hearing the message. But listening is listening with your mind, listening with your heart, listening with your soul. You got to let it be a part of you. Because once it's a part of you, there's no letting go. So even when you remove yourself from reading a book or remove yourself from watching a DVD, you're walking with the secret.
Mm.
And that's key. I've learned that if you really want to get something out of a book you read or an audio you listen to or a video you watch, you have to stop hearing the message and start listening to the message. And that's how you experience things.
So this is very good advice. I'm not sure that people quite understand the difference between listening and hearing. But probably if they're not walking away feeling substantially changed, then they probably could go back.
Yes.
And do it again.
Over and over again.
Until it becomes, the message becomes a part of their general consciousness and general awareness, so that they'll remember it and remember to apply it.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is with the wonderful thing about having access to the DVD, which individuals will have access to, or the book,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to refer back to it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a movie that you watch one time and say, hey, it was great, and that's it. I've listened to and read and watched The Secret numerous times, because at different points in my life, 2 months ago, I was a different person.
Mm.
Yesterday, I was a different person. Every day, you're supposed to get better. So as you get better, when you review something you've seen before, you're reviewing it and listening to it at a totally different level.
This is so true. And I've also found that our lives in general have peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be humming along, doing really great, and then for whatever reason, you wake up feeling defeated again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes your tool or your choice to decide, am I going to stay in this low state, or am I going to do something to change it?
Absolutely.
And that in itself is one of the principles that is in the movie,
mm-hmm.
in the DVD, The Secret, mm-hmm. one of the tools that at every juncture, whatever we may be experiencing, as you said, we have an opportunity to change the temperature and change our perspective. And it's important to have tools in order to do that. How important do you find it? You work with a lot of people, with clients, as well as people who are working with you in your business. How important is it to be able to sustain that level of understanding and response, self-responsibility to change the temperature?
I think it's the difference between life and death. Mm. Now, not literally, but more so figuratively, because a business is built on people. So if you have people who are, you know, negative, upset, you know, grouchy or what have you, I don't think the business will strive. But if you have an environment of, you know, vibrance, of energy, of love, of encouragement, the business has no choice but to strive. So even within my office on Wall Street, it's totally different than probably any other office on Wall Street. Why? Because you walk in and sometimes there'll be music playing where you see music is, it touches your soul. Mm-hmm. Right. And so sometimes there'll be music playing. We create an environment where you walk in, and even if you felt horrible before you walked in, you're going to feel great as you're walking out, as a client, as an associate, because you have to create a peaceful haven for people. And the dynamic of The Secret, it speaks about the dynamic that you get whatever you're feeling. So you have to be so mindful of your thoughts. If you think that you're sick, chances are you'll become sick. If you think that you're not worthy of making a certain amount of money, chances are you won't make it. Have you ever been in a situation, and I typically ask this of individuals, where you were thinking about something so strongly, and then the next person that came around you either spoke about it or handed it to you or did something?
Absolutely.
That wasn't by chance. That wasn't coincidence. You thought it into reality, because mm-hmm. your thoughts literally lead to your feelings. And when you feel something strong enough, it will lead to some kind of action. So as the book talks about the law of attraction, what you attract starts with a thought. Everything started with a thought. Even depending on what you believe, but what I believe, even creation started with a thought. Everything. Mm-hmm. Think about the phones, the cell phones that we use now, the computers that we have now, the cars that we drive. Someone had to think this up. Before it was manifested physically, someone had to think about it. And then that thought became a feeling. And when they were fired up enough to make it a reality, then the action happened. Mm-hmm. And the result is the fact that we can pick up a phone, press some numbers, and someone across someone on the other side of the world will pick up and we'll have a conversation. That all started because someone thought about it.
And this is very powerful, because you're talking about something, a specific sort of flow or direction of this process, mm-hmm. but you're also including the feeling, you know, the thought, the feeling, the action. To me, is a very powerful 1, 2, 3, because very often people will engage in thoughts and think that that's enough. Like, I know I do a lot of affirmations, and I know people who do affirmations, or people who try to construct and manipulate and move things with their mind, don't recognize that their feelings play such a big role in mm-hmm. whether or not those thoughts become true. And it's really just a matter of recognition, because you're going to have some feeling from your thought.
Yes.
The question is, what feelings are you creating? Are you paying attention to it? And are you paying attention to the relationship between your feelings and the world that you're living in? Mm. So can you speak to the fact that we really are creating a reality through this process?
We are. And as you spoke about that process, the last step right after, see, you have thoughts, you have feelings, you have action, then you have the result. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in a job that you don't like, or you're driving a car that you're not a fan of, or you're in a, this one is big, you're in a relationship that you're not a fan of. Mm-hmm. That's the result. So either people are focused on the result, or they're focused just on that thought. Mm-hmm. And they believe that if they will it, it's going to happen. So the result is your current circumstance, your current situation. So in order to change the result, you have to see what action caused that result. In order to change that action, you got to see what feelings cause that action. And in order to change the feeling, you got to go back to the seed, which is the thought. So from the standpoint of being able to help someone along the way, it's really sitting down and having that dialogue and finding out which area they're stuck at. Because everyone's situation is different. Everyone, like, some people are really good at, you know, visualizing. You spoke about affirmations. Affirmations are, in my opinion, very important. Mm-hmm. Now, even before your daily affirmations, the night before, I believe you have to pre-plan your day. Because in pre-planning your day, it helps with the visualization technique of saying, okay, tomorrow I will succeed in these areas. Once the day starts, in my opinion, it's too late. So the night before, you pre-plan your day, and you speak the affirmations the night before that these things will be accomplished because I'm doing them. That morning, I believe it's important to have peace in the morning. Just to call people talking about the most important meal of the day is breakfast. The most important part of the day to have peace is right when you wake up. So having a time for yourself where you can be grateful. That's one big thing that they speak about in the secret that I believe is extremely important. Having an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Imagine waking up every morning and writing out a gratitude list. Everything that you're grateful for. There is no way after doing that, you won't have a fantastic day. Regardless of what happens in a day, you won't have a fantastic day. Mm-hmm. So when you write down what you're grateful for, these are things that are actually happening in your life currently that you're grateful for. Then you speak your affirmations. You're affirming that things that didn't happen yet will happen. That charges you, your thoughts. It infuses for you to have a great feeling. And then the actions that you take throughout the day will confirm everything that you thought about. Mm-hmm. And then the resulting situation is a better day.
Wow, that's very clear advice, very powerful, clear advice to help people to, like you said, take that step back to the seed and then redefine. Yes, and you have been listening to an interview with Loyann Mensa over WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis. And I am in studio with Tony Bates, and we are inviting you to make a phone call to support WBAI, a phone call to really transform your life as we've just been speaking. So please call in 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and you will be able to have this transformative consultation. It's going to make a difference as you go forward, and we're only asking for a pledge of $100. And for that $100 pledge, you will receive a 1-hour personal financial checkup, a consultation in which you're going to lay out your situation and really look at it and see how you can change what's going on. A professional will help you to analyze your financial situation, recommend steps to increase your cash flow, reduce your debts, teach you to make your money work for you, decrease tax burdens, and you can build for a college fund or retirement or set up a legacy. Self-empowerment in this premium for your $100 pledge, a financial checkup. Plus, you'll receive a bonus of the secret DVD. We just heard Loyann talk about that DVD and how it made a difference for him. And we wanted to make a difference for you. So that's why we've packaged them together. The financial checkup plus the secret DVD. A $100 pledge of support when you call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We're at the end of this break, and we really are reaching out to you to make your phone call now. Now is the time if you've been listening and thinking about it, but really we want you to think in terms of what's possible. We want you to think of what the life can be. How do you really want your life to be? And this is what we're offering you, an opportunity to put that into place. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
And Kathy, what we learn is that if your focus is on debt, if you're worried about your debt, if you're thinking about it, if that's what you think about when you wake up in the morning, you will continue to create that debt. If, on the other hand, through the use of these tools that we're offering you, you're able to think about wealth, or think about owning that home, or think about paying off those college debts, think about being financially free instead, you'll begin to create those things in your life. That's what the secret is all about. We give you the practical portion first, where you go sit down. You have a 1-hour consultation with a real financial planner. Again, It costs about $2,500 to receive the service that's been offered to the BAI listener for free. Let me tell you once again, the value of this $100 is $2,500 and up to receive a one-hour consultation with financial planners who've worked on Wall Street, who have years and years of experience. This is not to be sneezed at, folks. This is an incredible opportunity for you to take hold now, to take hold now of your finances and get them in order. Tax time is coming. We're at a time of year where people begin to think about their finances, restructuring it, reworking it. It's your turn. You can do that by supporting yourself and supporting WBAI at the same time by calling us at 212-209-2950. Get on the phone like those few people are. Join the people on the phone lines now. And remember, folks, this station runs on you. So if there are people out there listening who can pledge at the $1,000 level, the $5,000 level, just because you believe in what WBAI is, because you understand the necessity of having a voice like this when none other exists, make that $1,000 pledge. Make that $5,000 pledge. Make that $500 pledge. Or just pledge at the $100 level and get this information. If you can pledge at that $1,000 level, maybe you want to gift 10 of these to friends for holidays, whatever reason. Maybe you want to gift it to your family. Whatever it is, make that $1,000 pledge and help WBAI as well.
That's a very important consideration, because money is being spent on things that are just going to go away. Either they're things or they're events or they might seem special in the moment. But this is an opportunity to really invest in the future, to really invest in your well-being and your family's well-being. A $100 pledge for your 1 hour personal financial checkup. 212-209-2950. We're getting close to
the end of this hour, Kathy. And of course, our goal is $3,000 for this hour.
That's right. So that means that we need 10 of you to call right now at 212-209-2950. We've got 4 minutes, 5 minutes for you to do that, but we have enough phone answerers who can pick up those phone calls and take your pledge. It's such a powerful premium. It is an experience. You don't have to worry about receiving it. You'll be set up with a financial planner very soon. You'll get your DVD in the mail and you can set up your stage, get your order and plan, and then begin to work from the inside out and putting your attitude, your thoughts, your feelings, your determination behind your course of action. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. That's 212-209-2950. Don't miss out. This is a very, very special opportunity. And this movie, The Secret, it's not a movie so much as a documentary. And it's not a documentary as much as it's a video seminar, a presentation in which you're going to be taught by leaders who have put this power of what they call The Secret, but it's really understanding the law of attraction. And it will have impact on a number of levels. It's not just about the financial plan. It will help with that, but it will also help in your relationships and making connections and building resources. So it's a very powerful two-hitter that's going to help you to redirect your life and put things in order so that as you go forward, you can be empowered. You're taking your power back. You won't be burdened by debt and you won't be able to, won't be forced to just spend your money, paying back, worrying about bills. And isn't that what people always say? So often people say, oh, I can't wait till my tax return. I'm going to use it to pay my bills.
Right.
How many people just recycle endlessly into this process? Well, now is a chance for you to say, enough of this. I'm going to change. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We've only got a few more minutes for you to make that phone call, and we'll be moving on to the next program. So please do call and support WBAI, support this effort, but most important, say yes to yourself. Say yes. I deserve better.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm going to do better. And this is an opportunity for me to find the direction. I can take the action, but I need to be educated. I need the information. I need to understand how this system of money works. And that's what we're asking. This is what we're offering you with this financial checkup.
Absolutely.
With 212, your pledge of $100.
212-209-2950. Folks, we have about 2 minutes left here, and we've not gotten to our goal. We need you to get on the line. We're well on our way, but let's shore this up right now. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call, and what you're going to receive is a one-hour consultation with a financial planner, people who have been doing this for years. You heard earlier in the program the success story, the mother of two, single mother of two, who wanted to stop paying rent and own her own home. With the direction of Loyon and his associates, she was able to, within 2 years, get out from under her debt and stop paying rent, which is a liability, and begin to invest in her children's future. She wanted to leave something for her children. She, in March of this year, walked into that property. Let's hope that's your story as well. 212-209-2950. You have to make that phone call first and pledge the $100 to WBAI. For that, you're going to receive the 1 hour consultation along with a copy of this DVD, The Secret. And I can't tell you, Kathy, I literally used to fall asleep to that every night for months. For months, I fell asleep to The Secret.
You can actually absorb that information in your sleep, because that's how very often you can like pre-program your subconscious that way. So that might have been a very powerful way to listen to it.
Absolutely.
212-209-2950. And it's really the attitude that you have that can transform your energy so that it attracts abundance, as opposed to more the same old, same old.
I'm worried about debt. Then you get to create more debt. But if you're focused on abundance, that's what begins to appear in your outside world. Change the inside, the outside reflects it. 212-209-2950.
And this is it, folks. So make sure you make that phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, a pledge of $100 for the financial checkup with the bonus Secret DVD. Keep your calls coming in, 212-209-2950.
Oh no! It's my sweetie's birthday tomorrow and I forgot to buy a present. It's 3 a.m. Nothing's open. What am I gonna do?
I have an idea. Tickets. I'll buy tickets to a fantastic event. I can do it anytime, even now, 3 a.m, by going to the WBAI donation website, give2wbai.org. There's a great selection of plays, events, discussions, concerts, movies. I'll definitely find something. All I have to do is click on the header that says tickets. I'm saved! Happy birthday, sweetie! That's give2, WBAI.org, and click on the header that says tickets.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hi, Paul Fisher from WBAI then and WBAI now. Tired of pesky programs interrupting our fascinating fundraising drives? No problem. Don't touch that dial. We can sell you conspiracies and miracle cures till the sun goes supernova. Or you can help WBAI again become a station known for programs, not just products. How? Thought you'd never ask. Become a BAI buddy. That's a minimum $10 a month donation for each of the next 12 months. Help end the heartbreak of psoriasis cures and other lotions, potions, and nostrums sold on the radio by sending us money to make radio. Go to WBAI.org, our website, and become a BAI buddy. Well, I don't know if I'm walking on solid ground.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special Fun Drive program. I am Christine Blasdale, and I am very happy that you're tuning in right now to listening to this wonderful radio station that we are working on trying to raise money for. The importance of this radio station and this network, sometimes we forget in the hectic day-to-day business that we do here. But this is the one place on your dial that you can tune to hear alternative thoughts on a whole range of things, everything from public affairs and the political world, what's going on around our globe with war and the economy, also with health and nutrition and spirituality as well. And I'm very, very happy to be, you know, I've worked for this network for 11 years. And during that time, I've done so many Fun Drive programs, I cannot tell you. And I've never had the opportunity to offer what I'm going to be offering to you today. I am so very, feel honored and very blessed to be bringing you the content that I am going to be bringing you today. And great thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives, who have collected this, this wonderful material and is making it available to you. We are going to be featuring this hour the wonderful voice and words and thoughts of Mr. Alan Watts. Alan Watts was a British-born philosopher, writer, and speaker, and best known as an interpreter of Eastern philosophy for a Western audience. He really brought it to the Western world. And he moved, it's very interesting, he moved to the United States in about 1938 and began a Zen training in New York. And he received a master's degree in theology, also was became an Episcopal priest, then left the ministry in 1950 and moved to California, where he joined the faculty of the American Academy of Asian Studies. And Alan Watts actually gained quite a large following in the San Francisco Bay Area while working, get this, as a volunteer programmer at a local Pacifica station, yes, KPFA, right there in Berkeley. And oh my goodness, he wrote more than 25 books. He's just an amazing individual. His work will live on and on in the Pacifica Radio Archives, who has the largest collection of his work from these programs that he did on Pacifica Radio. And we're going to be offering, I have three different levels this hour that you can participate in to support this station and this network and the archives as well. We're going to offer the complete Alan Watts collection. This is a three CD set. This is an MP3 CD set, which means that there are over 28 hours of Alan Watts. It's the complete Alan Watts collection. It spans many years. And it is available to you for a $150 pledge. So that's the $150 level. We also have at the $300 level something that I'm very, very happy that the archives are, the wonderful director of the archives, Brian DeShazer, I begged and pleaded on my hands and knees and asked if we could offer these. And he said, yes. So, also we have at the $300 level, the history of the From the Vault. This is an 8 gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives, which of course includes the complete collection of Alan Watts, but so much more. Everything from Ray Bradbury, Alice Coltrane, John Coltrane as well, Jimi Hendrix, George Carlin, Gore Vidal, it goes on and on. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X. The content is amazing. Again, it's 342 hours for a $300 pledge. And we have this wonderful deal that if you pledge at the $300 level, you're going to get not one, but two of the 8 gigabyte jump drives. So you pledge for one, you get two, basically. And you can give that extra jump drive to a school of your choice, a university. I think it's a great, great deal. And for those of you who have the wherewithal and can pledge at the $1,000 level, we have the Archivist Circle Pack. And that is, wow, 800 plus hours from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're talking, you get jump drives, you get discs, you get so much. And again, you get the pledge for one, you get one free. You pledge and get the Archivist Circle Pack. We're going to give you an additional pack. And again, that is 800 hours. And that's at the $1,000 level. I want to jump into now Alan Watts. And I want you to experience, if you've never heard him before, get ready. You are going to have some ear candy right now. We're going to listen to Alan talk about the Tao and a way of life and how talking about earning a living. But we're all struggling, right? We're all working. Sometimes work can be frustrating. Sometimes living can be frustrating. I want you to listen to the words of Alan Watts. Again, we have this available at the $150 level for 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. Take it away, Mr. Alan Watts.
I think that we have not only obviously on the surface here lost the idea that our occupations are vocations. Oh no, not everybody has. But to a very large extent, our idea of an occupation is a way of making money. And we make a very, very destructive division between work and play. We spend 8 hours or whatever it may be at work in order to earn the money to enjoy ourselves in the other 8 hours. And that is a perfectly ridiculous way of living. It's much better to be very poor indeed than to do something so stupid as boring yourself and wasting yourself for 8 hours in order to be able to enjoy yourself the other 8 hours. And the result of this, when you get this fantastic division between work and play, is that work becomes drudgery and play becomes empty. We are speaking of a conception of life, in other words, where work and play should in a way be identical. And it's interesting that Hindus, when they speak of the creation of the universe, don't call it the work of God. They call it the play of God, the Vishnu Lila, Lila meaning play. And they look upon the whole manifestation of all universes as a play, as a sport, as a kind of dance. Lila perhaps being somewhat related to our word lilt. In this superficial sense, then, we have in the West tended to lose the idea of our work, our profession, being a way in that sense. And also, furthermore, our religions tend very much to lose sight of what is meant by Dao or way in Chinese, because to a very large extent, Western religion, Christianity, or in what we might call its standard brand forms, does not quite fulfill the function that things like Buddhism and Vedanta, which is the central doctrine of Hinduism, and Taoism fulfill in Asian society. Now, mind you, these ways of I'm talking about in Asia are not followed by an enormous number of people, except in a kind of nominal, superficial way. And I'm not trying to make any vast comparisons between Asian society and Western society, and saying that the total Asian way of life is superior to ours. I don't think it is, but I don't think it's necessarily inferior either. It's just different. But the fact remains that there is an aspect of Asian religion and Asian philosophy which is very subdued in Western religion and Western philosophy. So that you might say that a way in Asia, in the sense of the Chinese Tao, is something that does not quite exist in the West in any recognized form. It does exist, yes. It exists unofficially, it exists occasionally, but it's never clearly recognized. So I want to devote this first program to going quite thoroughly into what are these ways, because this program is mainly going to be concerned with discussing the impact upon the West of these profounder aspects of the life and thought of Asia. Now, when we get introduced to some such subject, say, as Buddhism, or Vedanta, or Taoism, or Confucianism, we usually get introduced to it as a form of religion. We may have read books on comparative religion, wherein these phenomena are classed together with Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and so on. And this is really very misleading. It's almost as misleading as if you were to get a textbook on botany, on flowers, and suddenly come across a few chapters on birds. And you would think this was a rather odd classification. Well, if you know anything very much about these forms of Asian spirituality, you get the same kind of a funny shock in seeing them classed in the same type of thing as Christianity or Judaism. This is not to say, you see, that they are superior to Christianity and Judaism. They're different. They have different functions. And when we class them together as all various forms of religion, then a discussion arises as to which is the best religion for everybody, or the best one for you or for me. But I think the difference is much more subtle than that.
Oh, that was Alan Watts. And again, he the way he lays it out, that is just a tiny portion of what we have in store for you. I'm going to try and play as many clips as I can from this wonderful philosopher, this bringer of Eastern philosophy to the Western world. He passed away in 1973, and we are so very lucky that the Pacifica Radio Archives has been able to digitally remaster the intimacy, too, of this. You hear in the background, you hear the cars in the back. I have some clips where you actually can hear his stomach growling because he's sitting there. He was a volunteer programmer at Pacifica. Who knows what we have amongst us, right? Who knows who we can bring into this radio station, into this network? I know that Richard Pryor also had a program on Pacifica as well at KPFA in Berkeley. And this is so worth supporting, folks. I want you to get this. I want you to get the complete Alan Watts collection. This has been digitally remastered. There is a 3-CD set. Don't be fooled by the amount of CDs. These are MP3 CDs. There are over 28 hours of Alan Watts, the complete Alan Watts collection. It is available to you at the $150 level. Please give us a call right now. I'm bringing this to you because it is so very important to keep the archives alive and well. We want to support them. We want to support Pacifica. And I want to give you something that your brain really, really needs. It's Alan Watts. Trust me. It's going to blow your mind when you actually hear the content. You get 28 hours for a mere $150 pledge. I have a very lofty goal. I have thousands of dollars to raise. And at $150, you know, that would be very hard. I'd need 33 of you to call up and get the complete Alan Watts collection. 33 of you calling would be fantastic, but I also know that we need to have some people who can pledge at the higher level, and we have some great gifts for you. We have this is like the first time we've been able to offer this. I asked the archives if we could do this, and they went into a meeting and talked about it and said, okay, we'll allow this for the audience. So this is the next level, the $300 level. We have the history of From the Vault. This is an 8-gigabyte jump drive. 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And with that, not only do you get the complete Alan Watts collection, which we are focusing in on, which by itself is $150, but you get it in the $300 pack, you get 342 hours. So you're going to get not only Alan Watts, but you get George Carlin, you get Howard Zinn, you get voices that are you'll never ever find anywhere else. Dr. Cornel West, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, you get Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You get so very much in the $300 level in that 8-gigabyte jump drive. But guess what? You get two of them. That's right. You pledge for one, you get two. So you can give this as a donation to a university, to your local high school. It is absolutely incredible. And the other voices that you're going to hear in this $300 pack, it's an 8-gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content. You get not one, but two of them. You get to hear Audre Lorde, Jim Morrison, Noam Chomsky, Jimi Hendrix, Alan Watts, Kurt Vonnegut, Gore Vidal, Henry Miller, Paul Robeson. Again, the list goes on and on and on. And for those of you who can pledge at the $1,000 level, I really could use. I have a $5,000 goal, okay? I'm not offering you, a thank you gift that's going to make you look 10 years younger. I'm not offering you something that you're going to lose 15, 20 pounds with. I'm not offering you something as simple as that. I'm offering you an alternative way of thinking. And this has been my mantra here at the station, is that I work my tail off to make sure that we're able to raise enough money. Then I try and raise enough money so that the programs and the programmers who maybe don't have the ability to raise thousands of dollars, they have other skill sets, all right? They have other passions. They bring you the best at what they do, whatever it is. If it's from the community, if it's on issues of what's happening, new things that are available for people with disabilities, if it's talking about the unions and the struggle with that, they know what they're doing. But maybe they can't raise the money that some of us here at the station can. Well, that's my job. I need to raise a lot of money so that we can bring you these voices that really need to be heard. And how I do that is I try and come up with things that I think you're going to like. I am offering this to you right now as a way for you to not only help the station, help this network, help the archives out as well, because we are getting these from the archives, but also to help yourself out, to keep the station alive and well. $150 gets you the complete Alan Watts collection, 28 hours of this marvelous man. The phone lines are lighting up. That's great. I want to see more of you. I need to see a whole heck a lot of you. I wasn't going to say that other word. If you could pledge at the $300 level, again, that is an incredible, incredible investment in this radio station. And you're going to get 2-for-1, a BOGO, right? Buy one, get one free. You get 342 hours of content from the archives, and that's an 8-gigabyte jump drive. You're going to get 2 of those jump drives, okay? So you're going to get the complete Alan Watts, plus all of the other, the 342 program series from the vault, and the Archivist Circle Pack, which is a $1,000 pledge. I would love to see at least one of you calling up this hour and getting the Archivist Circle. In the Archivist Circle, again, you get 2 of these gifts. It is 800 plus hours from the archives. It includes the Alan Watts and so much more. They're in addition to the Alan Watts material, you get the Pacifica's audiobooks. You get the Orwell, the George Orwell, the 1984. It's a 12-hour reading from June Ferre and Frank Morgan. And the 1984 is one of my favorite books ever. And it is read live on the air. And that is also completed in the $1,000 Archivist Circle. Again, you get 2 of those gifts. But I need you right now to pick up the phone and support this amazing radio station that brings you voices like Alan Watts. And in particular, the collections that we're offering this hour, not only the complete Alan Watts collection, the 3-CD set, 28 hours, but we're also offering material from the Pacifica Radio Archives that is just, it's not only that you cannot find it anywhere else. This is the kind of material that we need to get into the hands of so many people, into the hands of young people. I'm sure a lot of young people probably know the latest, you know, information about the latest song that's on the radio or maybe what the Kardashians are up to. But this kind of material is really what they should be exposed to, because folks like Maya Angelou, Audre Lorde, Jimi Hendrix, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Paul Robeson, Gore Vidal, George Carlin, not to mention 28 hours of the brilliant Alan Watts. That is in the history of From the Vault. That is from that 8-gigabyte jump drive that you get 342 hours of classic content, and it's not found anywhere. It's not found anywhere else but right here. And that is available to you for a $300 pledge. And you don't get one of them, but you get 2 of them so that you can give that to a university. Donate it to a university or a high school so that these wonderful, wonderful speakers, that many of them have passed and are no longer here, but their voice and their message can continue. That is available by calling this number, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We are playing clips from the complete Alan Watts collection. This is a 3-CD set available to you, 28 hours of Alan Watts, available for a mere $150 tax-deductible contribution at 212-209-2950. 5-0. And again, a lofty goal of $5,000, that is a lot of money to raise in a short amount of time. So if there's someone out there who has the wherewithal, if you have the ability to pledge at a higher level, higher than 150, higher than 300, if you can pledge at the $1,000 level, you will get the Archivist Circle pack. And that is an amazing package from the Pacifica Radio Archives. You don't get one of those, but you get two of them for a $1,000 pledge. Over 800 hours of content, which includes Black History Month collection. That's 30 hours by itself. The History from the Vault, which is 342 hours. The audiobooks, which is 200 hours. The complete Alan Watts collection, and so much more. All of that for a $1,000 contribution to WBAI, this radio station that is... has been so important to the community, so important to people for so many years, and we need to keep it strong. There are changes happening. You can hear it. You can feel it. Let's keep it going. Let's support it and get yourself some incredible content you ain't going to find nowhere else but right here, right now. 212-209-2950. Give us a call at 212-209-2950. Let us go now to a bit more from Alan Watts in this. We're going to hear him talk about the task of the prophet and what fear does to people. Let's listen and keep those calls coming in, please.
Now, the prophet, the preacher, in pointing out the possible doom of horror, creates precisely this state of uncertainty. Because he is saying, if you will do these things, you can avoid it. If you will do your duty, if you will do the will of God, if you will follow the course of reason, you will get out of the situation, which he proceeds to depict in the most vivid terms that he can in order to terrorize people into being reasonable. But it seems to me that, as I've already suggested, over the whole history of the use of this kind of propaganda, that there is absolutely no evidence to commend it as an effective tool. People are more fascinated by the description of doom than they are dissuaded from it. And I think those, all but those who are interested in persuading human beings, in trying to establish the counsels of reason, ought to recognize at this point in history that the technique of old-fashioned prophecy, the technique of preaching, simply has not worked. I suppose we can take a lesson from the advertising people. Probably those advertisements which attract and promise something highly desirable are more effective than those which utter warnings. It's true, of course, that people will be persuaded, say, to fork out tax money under circumstances of national danger, rather than in times of peace. Fear somehow unites human beings to do things. In the words of the poet Lawrence Binyon, in a rather sentimental poem about the First World War, he says, "The cares we hugged dropped out of vision. Our hearts with deeper thoughts dilate. We step from the days of sour division into the grandeur of our fate." But those are poems which praise the virtues of action when it's all too late. Action in the circumstances of a crisis which can no longer be avoided. A crisis into which we have fallen. And our falling has not been prevented, but perhaps assisted by all the talk of the doom for which we were headed. Now, it seems to me that this theory of persuasion rests on another theory that's less conscious. It rests ultimately on the theory that there is a divorce between human reason and human passions. That, in other words, the instinctual or organic or physiological organization of man is something, on the one hand, which is inherently selfish and stupid, but that somehow or other we have been endowed with a faculty of reason opposed to the stupid and blind cravings of the organism. And that the task of being civilized is to make the blindness and the passions of the human organism responsive to the voice of reason. Now note this, that although this is a current attitude, a current feeling about man's nature and man's task, that when the prophet speaks, he doesn't speak entirely with the voice of reason. He appeals to fear. And a great deal of his argument consists not really in argument, in rational discourse at all, but in the depiction of horrible consequences of things that may happen if we don't do what's reasonable. Very, very rarely is the prophet a lover of mankind in the sense, every lover in the sexual sense of the word is a wooer. And very rarely, hardly ever in the whole literature of philosophy and religion, does one come across a prophet who, instead of warning, instead of trying to change people by threatening them, tries to change them by wooing them.
That is Alan Watts. And folks, we have a wonderful, wonderful thank you gift to offer you. We have 28 hours of Alan Watts, the complete Alan Watts collection. This has been digitally remastered from tapes that were painstakingly put together and available to you on a 3-CD set. It's an MP3 3-CD set, 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. You will not find this collection anywhere else. And what he talks about there, it makes perfect sense right now, because look at the state of the world that we are in right now. It has been so much has been done in the name of fear. The terrorists, the economy. We must do this or this is going to happen. We must take away your civil liberties. We must spy on you, don't you know? We must invade your privacy. We must know every single thing about you. We must track you. Because if we don't, then this is going to happen. There is very, very little love involved in any of that. And what he says is that this is something that we need to transcend, and it is an age old, it's something that has been used for centuries on people, and he just lays it out. And this is just a tiny portion of the 28 hours that you get of Alan Watts. Again, you want to pick this up, and it is available right now, right here, and only through this wonderful institution. There's a couple levels you can pledge at. There's a couple calls that just came in. That is beautiful. You can pledge at the $150 level. You'll get the complete Alan Watts collection. Years and years. He was a volunteer programmer at Pacifica. Okay? And you hear in the background, again, like I was mentioned earlier, you'll hear cars in the background. You'll hear his stomach growling. You know, this was conscious radio, and it was so different, and it is still today this so different. If you're just tuning in and you're like, who was that? That, my friends, was Alan Watts. That was a British-born philosopher who interpreted Eastern philosophy, brought it to the Western societies, brought it to the United States, and really opened so many people's eyes to something other than religion, other than this fear thing of you shall do this and there'll be an angry God. You either do this or an angry God is going to smite you and you're going to live in an eternal damnation. Blah, 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 blah. He said, no, there's other ways and there's other people believe in other things. And he talks about karma. He talks about so many important things that we can bring to today. The law of retribution talks about being an ordinary human being, that we all have these sides, both good and not so good, and how we can resolve these things. He's a wonderful philosopher, and everything that he talks about is so applicable today. Phone lines are starting to hop. That means that Alan, Mr. Alan Watts, is speaking to you. $150, that's the first level. You'll get 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection, available nowhere else. You can't find it on Google, on Amazon. Can't go to your big Walmart store and find it. Thank goodness. Only right here. And you can pledge at the $150 level, or you can bump it up to the $300 level. At the $300 level, my loves, you get the fantastic 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. I begged and pleaded and said, please let me offer this. Please. I love the content from the archives. And they said, okay. So with this $300 contribution, and it's a tax deduction, you're going to get an 8-gigabyte jump drive. Actually, you're going to get two of them, because this is you pledge for one, you get one free. So you'll have an 8-gigabyte jump drive with 342 hours that features Alan Watts, the complete collection. Jimi Hendrix, George Carlin, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Noam Chomsky, Edward Said, Paul Robeson, Henry Miller, you name it, Gore Vidal, just 342 hours of incredible content. You're going to get two of those jump drives, so you can keep one for yourself, give one to a university or a high school. Dare I say, if a high school actually got a hold of this material, they could actually really educate children to be critical thinkers. This is what we need to do with this, with our society right now, is to become more critical thinkers. I get in trouble for being a critical thinker here myself. Sometimes it's like, no, go along with the story. Go along with what they say is, this is what's happening. And I always think that I want to say that the emperor is butt naked. If the emperor ain't wearing any clothes, or if the government is lying to me, I want to say, hey, the government's lying. We talked about the government spying on us a long time ago, but nobody believed. Everybody said, that's conspiracy. Yeah. Okay. $300 level gets you the two. You get two of them, 8-gigabyte jump drives from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And for those of you who can pledge at the $1,000 level, you shall be my BFF. My best friend forever. The Archivist Circle is a $1,000 pledge. And with that, again, you get the pledge one. Pledge for one, you get one free. This is tons of content. You get 2 8-gigabyte jump drives, a 16-gigabyte jump drive. The phone answers will tell you everything that you get, but basically you get over 800 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We offered these thank you gifts during the National Pacifica Radio Archives fund drive that we had, and it was not available to any of the stations. Again, I asked if we could offer this again, and they said, okay. So do me proud, listeners. Please call in and pledge either at the $1,000 level. You're going to get so much material. You have a great tax write-off. Or if you can pledge at the $300 level, you get 342 hours. Or if you pledge at the $150 level, you get 28 hours of Alan Watts. Only Alan Watts, but it is so well worth it. The number to call is this, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Your contributions to this radio station are so very important. Your contributions help keep Pacifica Radio on the air. And don't forget that Alan Watts was a volunteer programmer way back in the day up at our sister station in Berkeley, in California. And your donations, your support allows the station to exist for people like Alan Watts to come in and do a program that he did. And it's so beautiful that we were able to digitally remaster these programs and to keep them for generations to come. We have a few different levels that you can pledge your support at. I need a whole bunch of people calling this hour, and I only have, we're halfway through the show, so I need to get some of you on the line right now. If you want to pledge at the $150 level, that is a great level because you're going to get 3 CDs of Alan Watts. It's the complete Alan Watts collection. 28 hours of content. Again, I've mentioned this before, and I have to drive the point home. This is exclusive to Pacifica because you're not going to find it anywhere else. Those programs that he did are not available anywhere else. It's only right here. And for a $150 contribution, tax-deductible write-off, you will get all three CDs, all 28 hours, the complete Alan Watts collection. Call now, 212-209-2950. If you can pledge a little bit more, the history of From the Vault, this is an 8-gigabyte jump drive that is 342 hours. This is the best of the best, okay, from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Again, material, voices that you're never going to hear anywhere else. This is a $300 pledge, and when you call up and pledge right now, this hour, you're not going to get one of these jump drives, but you get two of them. So, you know, basically you can have one for yourself, for your family, for your listening pleasure. Good luck getting through all 342 hours. That's a lot of material. But you also have another one that you can give to as a gift to someone, to a young person. Maybe you have someone in your life who's a student, who's going to high school or university, and you want to give them the gift of knowledge, the gift of not only the complete collection of Alan Watts, which I think is any person's beautiful gift. That's a great gift for someone. But then you also give the voices of people like Alice Walker, like Martin Luther King Jr., like John and Alice Coltrane, James Baldwin, Gore Vidal, Paul Robeson, Malcolm X, so many important voices that people don't hear anymore. And more importantly, the messages behind them, the struggles that were behind all of these great speeches, all of these great, wonderful speakers that are included on this 8-gigabyte jump drive. You can put that, drop it, put it in your computer. You can, there's also there's a format so it tells you exactly what's on all of this content. You can give that jump drive to a young person, and you're going to be supporting the maintenance, basically, of this radio station to stay alive. But you're also, your donation is helping preserve the voices. Help preserve the voices like Martin Luther King Jr., like James Baldwin, like Alan Watts. Call right now. That number to call to get that for a $300 pledge, remember, you get not one but two of these jump drives, is 212-209-2950. And I could really use an angel out there who can pledge at the $1,000 level. If you can, we will get you the Archivist Circle. This is also a 2-for-1. Nobody else, I promise you, no other station within Pacifica is allowed to offer this. I asked the archives if we can do this for WBAI, and Brian DeShazer, the director, said, okay. And this is the Archivist Circle, over 800 hours. It includes the entire Black History Month collection, as well as all of the audiobooks that Pacifica has, the complete Alan Watts collection as well. It's a $1,000 pledge. You get not one of those packs, but two of them, and you will get my love and affection forever and ever and ever and ever. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Kay, I love Alan Watts. I want you to hear more. You don't want to hear me anymore. I see the phone lines lighting up. I tell you what, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you're going to keep calling, because this next clip I want to play is so beautiful. Strap in, get your seatbelt on, and listen. Let your mind be blown out of this. This is so incredible. Talking about truth and relativity, and talking about our health and guilt. Yes, guilt. This is Alan Watts just laying it out for you. If you feel him, if you feel what you're hearing, please call up and get it. Get it. Get it. This is not available anywhere else.
Logically speaking, you see, health, harmonious functioning, is something totally opposed and exclusive of warfare. But the contradiction exists only if you suppose that these two things are on the same level of magnification. War at one level is peace at another.
And so isn't it possible to approach the problems of freedom and determinism in rather the same way? That what is free at one level, or voluntary, is determined at another. And that the truth of the matter depends upon the level about which we're speaking. The problem naturally also applies to ethics. That seen from a very, very vast cosmic point of view, what we do, whether it's right or wrong, doesn't matter very much. It all seems somehow or other to work out, to fit in, to build up a harmony at a very vast level. But looking at it from a more circumscribed point of view, what we do matters very much indeed, whether it be good or evil. People seem to be afraid that if a human being takes any of these differing points of view simultaneously, they will fight with each other, and the one that's easier to take, the one that serves self-interest most, will conquer the other one. There is, of course, always that danger. Nevertheless, it seems to me to be vitally important to be able to take both points of view simultaneously. In the case of the illustration of the city, it is quite obvious why one should be able to take both points of view. For if the individual unit of the population does not become aware of the vast problems which require intelligent handling and planning, he does indeed run a very serious danger through overestimating the power of his simply individual adaptability and intelligence. On the other hand, the prophets of almost imminent doom for the great cities must take into consideration the faithfulness and intelligence of the individuals and not regard them as mere statistical blobs. So in the same way, with regard to, say, the problems of guilt, responsibility and guilt, where the freedom of action of the individual is enormously emphasized and the deterministic aspect of it is underemphasized, the individual can feel guilty about things that he's done to a completely excessive degree. A guilt can, in other words, become a state of consciousness which really prevents constructive change of behavior entirely. It's, say, the alcoholic situation, who is in a vicious circle of guilt. Because when he feels guilty because he drinks too much, he has to go on drinking in order to get rid of the guilt. Because it seems to me that, at any rate in its extreme forms, guilt is an emotion which blocks the possibility of intelligent action. This, then, is why it seems to me constructive rather than destructive for every human being to know that his evil, his selfishness, his immorality, or whatever it may be, only penetrates, shall we say, into his being to a limited depth. Beyond that depth, there is a core, a center, which is at once his own and at once universal, something like the Hindus call the Atman, at which he is beyond good and evil and beyond guilt, where, shall we say, he is profoundly sane. I believe it's a real hallmark of sanity that a person who is fundamentally human and mature always has the awareness of that center in himself somewhere.
Alan Watts, and that is the from a small excerpt from the complete Alan Watts collection, available right here, right now, and only here This is a 3-CD set. It's an MP3 CD set. So you're going to get 28 hours of this wonderful, wonderful philosopher, Mr. Alan Watts, who left us in 1973, but thanks to the Pacifica Radio Archives, lives on forever and ever. And hopefully to, with your contribution, we can keep his voice alive. I've never offered Alan Watts. I am a huge fan of his work. And, the 11 years that I've been here, I have never, ever been, able to be able to offer this. And I am so happy that I can right now. If you called earlier and had some trouble getting, on the line, we had a flurry of calls and we do have some, open lines right now. You can pledge at, there's a couple different levels. You can pledge at the $150 level. This does make a wonderful, wonderful gift for a young person though. This is, again, 28 hours, 3 CDs. That is the first level, and if you can pledge at the next level, we have something very, very special. Again, this has never been offered here during our regular fund drives. This is something that the Pacifica Radio Archives did offer during their special 2-day drive. I was so excited about this, I asked if we could offer it, and I am so happy that we can. This is, wow, $300 altogether. This is the entire history of From the Vault. This is on a 8-gigabyte jump drive, 342 hours of content. So that includes, obviously, the complete Alan Watts collection. You get that, and you get so much more. You get the 1984, the live reading of 1984, George Orwell's 1984, one of my favorite pieces. You get just hours and hours, 342 hours from the archives, voices that you will never hear anywhere else, and content you will never ever find anywhere else. Everything from George Carlin, there's Alice Walker, there's the great Howard Zinn, there's Noam Chomsky. I'm just looking through this list here. There's so much material in this $300 gift. Also, by the way, I want you to know that in addition to all those voices that you get on the 342 hours of content, that 8-gigabyte jump drive, you don't get just one jump drive, you get two. So you can give this as a gift to someone. You can donate it to a university or to a high school. Very, very important. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Dr. Cornel West. These voices really do need to be heard by our young people, and especially the philosophy and the teachings of Alan Watts. I think this is something that every young person should wrap their heads around. It's not too deep for them. They get it, folks. It's simple. It's actually quite simple. So pledge at the $150 level, get the 28 hours of the complete Alan Watts collection, or pledge $300, get that whole Alan Watts collection plus much, much more. 342 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives, and you get two of them. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Folks, give us a call. We have less than 10 minutes to go, and we need to raise a lot of money this hour. In those 10 minutes, I would love to see 10 people calling up and getting the $300 gift, which is the history of From the Vault, 8-gigabyte jump drive. Not one, but you get two of them for that pledge. I would love to see a few of you call up right now and get that. And if there's an angel out there who can pledge $1,000, do it right now. Pick up the phone and call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I have a very large, lofty goal this hour. I'm looking for a $5,000 total this hour. That is very tough when you're talking about $150 a pop. I need 33 people calling to get the complete Alan Watts collection. 33 people calling and getting that. So I have the a very special $1,000 thank you gift that is available. This is the complete. This is it. This is every single thing from the Pacifica Radio Archives. It's called the Archivist Circle Pack, and this is over 800 hours of content from the Pacifica Radio Archives. And you don't get just one of these packs, you get two of them. So for $1,000, you're going to get an incredible write-off at the end of the year. You're going to get over 800 hours of material. You're going to support Pacifica. Okay. You're going to support the Pacifica Radio Archives, and you're going to get that great tax write-off, and you're going to make me be very, very happy. There's another call coming in. Again, pledge at whatever level you can, but if you want to take a thank you gift, the complete Alan Watts collection is $150, 28 hours of content from Alan Watts. And I want to hear, I want you to hear more from Alan Watts. This, I hope, will convince you. I just want you to listen to what he has to say. And maybe this will convince you to call up and pledge support, either at the $150 level or the $300 level. Or if there's an angel out there, I tell you what, I have 10 minutes to go to reach my angel who can pledge at the $1,000 level. And remember, this contribution that you're going to be giving us is so very vitally important to keep the voices like Alan Watts and to keep all the voices that you hear in the Pacifica Radio archives, including Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so many others. We even have Nelson Mandela, I think, in there as well. Keep these voices alive. Please, folks, call us now. This is Alan Watts talking about how we are all just ordinary human beings. I want you to think about that the next time you're in line. Maybe you're going to the store. Maybe your tempers are just kind of getting a little short. Maybe your family members are bugging you. Please listen to this and take it to heart, Mr. Alan Watts.
It's always a terrible experience to find out that one's idol has feet of clay. This is something that happens so often to people when they discover that their admired psychiatrist or minister or hero turns out, after all, to be just a rather ordinary human being. And I suppose that kind of nasty surprise is liable to be the fate of almost any person who preaches or who in any way advises people how they ought to live their lives. I sometimes feel that there's a law of compensation operating in human nature, so that underneath one is very liable to be the opposite of what one is on top. And I sometimes wonder whether there is really any such thing as an ideal human being. I haven't yet met one. That is to say, an ideal human being in the sense in which many people expect a human being to be ideal. You know, loving and charitable all the way through, down to his very root and core. Mature, balanced, of good taste all the way through. Full of courage all the way through. Having no fear at his heart. Or at any rate, if there is a fear, one that is so thoroughly mastered as hardly to matter. And I'm troubled quite often because, as I talk about various forms of philosophy, Eastern and Western, and try to express my own philosophy, again and again I've seemed to be taken as one who is telling people what they ought to do and is therefore in some way supposed to be himself something more than an ordinary human being. And I have no pretensions myself to be anything special at all. And although I suppose there are sometimes things that I say in expressing Taoistic or Buddhistic ideas that might be taken in the sense of telling people that they ought to be different, that is not the spirit in which this kind of thing is said at all. Now I grant that there is a place in life for the person who tells people that they ought to be different. And there is also a place in life for the kind of disciplines whereby we change ourselves. After all, in anything that one does, there can be improvement. If you're a painter, you can improve your technique. If you're a poet, you can do likewise. And so in the same way, one can improve one's technique of dealing with human relations, of dealing with one's friends or family, up to a point. But it strikes me that whenever a person decides to make a major improvement at any point in his life, he probably has to pay for it in some other direction.
That is Alan Watts, and that is from the complete Alan Watts collection, available nowhere else but right here, right now, at Pacifica Radio. Three CDs, 28 hours. It is available for a $150 contribution to this amazing radio station right here, WBAI. 212-209-2950. I want to have so many people get this material and share it with others. The 28 hours, these three CDs, you can burn them onto an MP3 player if you like, put them onto your smartphone if you want, but you're going to have a collection of, an exclusive collection of Alan Watts that is absolutely stunning in breadth. The number again is 212-209-2950. If you can pledge a little bit more at the $300 level, we have an incredible gift from the archives, and it's called The History of From the Vault. This is an 8 gigabyte jump drive. That means there are 342 hours of content. You get not one jump drive, but two of them for your contribution of $300. Again, 342 hours of content. It includes the entire collection of Alan Watts. It includes folks like Jim Morrison, Noam Chomsky, Audre Lorde, Maya Angelou, Jimi Hendrix, Allen Ginsberg, Alice Walker, Edward Said, Ray Bradbury, Martin Luther King Jr., the John Coltrane, James Baldwin, George Carlin, there's a whole collection as well, Gore Vidal, and many, many, many more. And again, that is available for a mere $300 contribution. You get two of those jump drives, and I have literally about a minute to go. So you have 60 seconds to pick up the phone and support this type of content right here on WBAI. The work of Alan Watts is being celebrated and is being preserved through the Pacifica Radio Archives. And your contribution, be it $150 or $300 or at the $1,000 level, getting the Archivist Circle Pack, which is a massive amount of content. Those dollars that you bring in to this radio station are going to help continue to preserve the words and wisdom of not only Alan Watts, but all of those other people that I mentioned that are in the jump drive, the History of From the Vault jump drive for $300 pledge. Those voices can be continued to be preserved thanks to your donations. 212-209-2950. I have only seconds to go. I have about 30 seconds left in this broadcast. I need your help right now. I need you to pick up the phone and pledge at whatever level you can. But if you want a thank you gift, we'll send you 28 hours of Alan Watts for a $150 contribution. If you want 342 hours of brilliant content from voices that need to be heard, they need to be preserved, pledge at the $300 level. But call right now. Do not let me down. 212-209-2950. Don't let WBAI down. This radio station has been for you through so much. We need to support it. We need to make sure that it stays around for many, many years so that our children and our great-grandchildren can hear the beautiful words that come from this amazing radio station. And it's only powered by you, not by batteries, not by big multinational corporations. It's only brought to the people by the people. So please, pick up the phone. Call right now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Pledge at whatever level you can. I want to thank... Well, I am out of time, so I have to go. I want to thank my wonderful board op, Reggie. I want to thank everyone who's called in and pledged support. I'm Christine Blosdale. I want you to stay tuned because there's more incredible Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on this amazing radio station, WBAI.
Hi, friends. This is the information you've been waiting for. WBAI Latin Music Benefit Fundraiser will be held on April 1st at SOB's. 204 Varick Street in downtown Manhattan, and will be featuring the music of the Mambo Legends, formerly the Tito Puente Orchestra, with vocalist Cita Rodriguez. Also myself, Chico Alvarez, I'll be performing with Conjunto Sabor, the U.S. debut of String Bembe with Tatiana Ferre and Daranil Gonzalez, and the SOB debut of Nahibe La Gitana and Orquesta Tribu. Doors open at 6 p.m. until 11. A $25 donation will go straight to WBAI. Tickets go on sale February 8th, available online at WBAI.org or SOB's upcoming events website. Support Latin music shows New World Gallery and Con Sabor Latino every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM or WBAI.org.
Uninsured? Need prescription drugs? Are you a pet owner in need of prescription drugs? Do you want to reduce your healthcare costs? WBAI is proud to offer you a free national drug card that will save you 10 to 85% on FDA-approved drugs in virtually all New York metropolitan pharmacies. Are you a senior citizen, on fixed income and Medicare, in college, self-employed and paying medical costs, recently unemployed or have no insurance? Then the NDC is right for you. No deductibles or fees, no forms to complete, and everyone qualifies. WBAI receives $1.75 for each prescription or benefit you choose to use. You can even get the WBAI Group RX app on your phone. For more information, visit WBAI.org. Don't waste another minute and get your free drug card today.
WBAI, 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 New York, New York, New York, New York, WBAI, 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 New York, New York, New York, New York.
We're the Long Jazz Vipers at WBAI, New York City.
And you're tuned to Rapper Station, WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, 1 minute after 3 o'clock.